Listener Susan Hinger found a very creative way to give us feedback on something that we have been announcing. She wrote us a poem. With apologies to Garrison Keillor, here it is. All. Kindly let everyone know, kindly, kindly, please tell all, that even though the lot, even though the parking lot at Thalian Hall, is currently under construction, never fear. Do not worry. Be not afraid. There is plenty of parking on the street. Just park on the street. Even though the lot is at present under construction, even though the parking lot is under construction, you can still park on the street at Thalian Hall. Well done, Susan. Would that we could always be chastened with such wit and care. Thank you.
This is Marjorie Gullickson in Wilmington. I am calling because what I would really like would be 2 hours of classical and 2 hours of jazz. And I like all of the inside information that you get on the jazz program about the musicians. I find that very interesting. Somebody said, I don't think you're the only one that feels that way. There are other people that would like to have 2 hours of jazz and 2 hours of classical. Thanks a lot.
Susan Clisby posted on our Facebook site her reaction to our story of our reporter being escorted away from an event at Hoggard High School by aides to Governor McCrory. I was going to share this, she writes, but unfortunately the story is incomplete. Why was she escorted off? What happened? What was the mix-up? Why is an invitation-only, high-security, apparently political event being held in a public school? If you would tell that story, I, and I'm sure many others, would share it far and wide. Briefly, the governor's staff did not recognize our reporter or accept her identification, as we believe they should have. She was later escorted off the premises when she tried to interview the governor after the event. We let the governor's communications office know that we objected to this treatment, and we received a written apology for what they called a mix-up. We're moving on. Asia Brown's story on invasive lionfish in our coastal waters drew this response from someone at Travel Consulting Partners. I used to have quite a few in my saltwater tanks. Beautiful fish. And when we posted on UNCW lecturer Tim Bass's commentary, and by the way, it's hard to believe that no one in July's Name That Bass contest thought of Tim, we got this response from Beth Becca, complete with a smiley face. Is there a reason why Tim is sideways? Our webmaster's response, the internet decided he was way too funky to be oriented like most photos. It's like the opening sequence to the Brady Bunch, but much better. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.